hear an item, but I do have something to report, please. All right, here is something I'm going to hand out to each of you. I haven't been here for a few months because of having the sickies. So it's the 13th Annual Veterans Golf Tournament. Some of you already know about it, especially the VFW folks here. You know, for those of you that don't know a whole lot about the VFW Post, 2150 came to fruition in 1936, and it is the oldest in the state of Texas that's still ongoing. And these two folks are from there today against the commander.
The commander will be Nick. He's got lucky last night, so he'll come in.
But I can't tell you enough what these folks do for the community. It's just awesome. About 10 years ago, we did this exhibit, which he pointed out that he drew. But 10 years ago at the History Museum, the VFW joined us. There was quite a crew in creating the Vietnam exhibit, this exhibit. And we'd already done World War II and Colin McKinney. And we've gotten to know some of these folks over there, but that was even better because we worked day and night on these exhibits and we became partners with them in this tournament because we now have a Veterans Hall at the Historic Museum downtown McKinney. And the VFW does things from, help me out here. They do everything from visit the veterans at the hospitals. They have the Toys for Tots drive. They have a chaplain that visits. They do special events that I've been a part of, Trina, when someone's in need, medically, physically, anything. They do catfish fries, steak nights, wing nights. They're just the happiest group of people I've ever been around. So I donate a lot of my time to help with this golf tournament, to help make money for the VFW and all their programs. And also because I love them all. And then the museum, though, we've been there since 1913, and it's a beautiful building, and so we partner together, and what I'm doing is I'm giving you each just the short version flyer, because not everybody wants the whole packet, so when you look this up, then you can look at it and see how to possibly help, and then my number is there too if you have any ideas. And just to give you an idea of what we've done in the past and what Trina and I do, the raffles and we do the auctions, we organize all of this. So what I've done is I've given you a copy of last year's so that you can just visit it and see. I know you probably have all these, but if you want to pass. Can you think of anything you want me to add, Trina? Oh, I know. I just wanted to finish. If I lose my train of thought, then I'm done. So I just wanted to finish. But you're on.
So the VFW historically has been a major supporter of the Veterans Memorial, raising the money that was needed early on to build it, and regularly donating funds to help us with our ceremony and expensive ceremonies, our Veterans Day ceremony. So I
Monday.
But it's a totally more of a community and low key event versus, you know, the barn. So
yeah.
But it's always filled, always a lot of fun. I don't golf either. I don't golf either. I've learned a lot about golf. And I don't know, but I do know about all those other things. So we work together to make it happy.
May 20th.
Thank you all for letting me say something. I may have to shoot out of here.
Oh, I saw May 22nd over here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you
I put in red 2023, thinking that you would see that.
We did. I didn't even register. You're going to pop me. You can't do that.
My birthday straddles those two dates, so I was looking at the day.
Well, the top sheet is the date of this year's. The second sheet was just giving you a little bit of a look-see at what I did last year, you know, how we organized our auction and how we did the raffles and stuff. So you could see it's kind of fun.
That's some great raffles.
We always could use more, so I mean, we're still, you know, we're going to be working on it until 2 days prior.
Yeah.
So
I bet.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Nina.
So now I go into our consent items. Item 24-14-4, the minutes of our March 13th meeting. Say something I wasn't prepared to pass.
I've been this other time, just a order so we have a spot on there if we needed to just give anything. It used to be sort of like the director's report or something on there to provide any updates. I do have one update that we'll bring to the board, which I informed you of before the meeting here, is that the Daughters of the American Revolution have contacted me, and the cost for the granite slab to put the plaque on cost prohibitive to them. We're looking at $4,000 or $5,000. Shopped around, and it's all in the same ballpark, so there wasn't like a big deep discount where they could find one at half or a third of that cost. So they've asked about possibly putting on a post, on a signpost there, so we'll bring that back to the board to vote on. And that kind of came up before we had, right after we had this agenda already posted, so we'll
so we can
bring that back to have the board review and look if that's something they would like to do. Since the board already approved the plaque placement with the idea of it going on something flat, so this would be just another approval if the board so chooses to approve it going on the post or not.
Okay. Michael, I don't have a problem with the post. My suggestion is that we would put it over the front of the memorial where the brick papers are.
You have to change the location. The board already approved for it to be about a flat closet.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that next week. And I have to go do a site recon on that. So.
And that's it.
Alrighty. Item number 24-1406, the memorial day ceremony, which is wrapping up. I didn't bring my notes from last time as far as what we had. So the mayor's out, but we're going to have Charlie.
Pro Tem Charlie Phillips will be there.
And reading of the names, I need to coordinate with Trina to get the list and maybe some contacts as well, because I've already recalled the Gold Star families, which we want to invite. There will be every delegate that do this. We got an election the following weekend. There may be a couple of political types there, and we typically that's not the place for them to.
Not about them.
Politicking, or should he be there?
Politicking. Yeah.
Friday's horse do it?
Just stick it in a boot, huh?
So when you say the politicking, is it before or during the ceremony? What exactly do you mean?
Well, I guess this is a thought. Giving them a spot to read names, things like that. I don't think that's appropriate.
If they're running for office, and you know.
I agree. That's my point.
There's a lot of people that are pursuing them.
Yeah.
Well, the flip side is, are they married?
Well, okay. Are they what?
Not that I know.
If they're married.
Let me think of who's in the runoff. Shelby, he's not getting any reason. No.
Dave, you can still care for him.
Yes. I think it's one thing to invite, like, county commissioners, city council members, sitting
elected officials, yes.
Anyway, but it's the reading of the names. We want to give as much. Okay, we want to give total. The priority is the Gold Star family first, mm-hmm. Board members second, dignitaries third. That's the. And I'd like to encourage each one of y'all to read names. It's a thing. Bell ringer. Do you want me to? As far as getting the bell, last year we had a little confusion.
Yeah, I'll get the bell.
Okay. I went to go pick it up and they couldn't find it, and I was like, oh no. And they went and called several people and then found, oh, some big tall guy from Parks came home.
Dirty got it.
Where is it? It's not on here, is it? It's not listed. And then you need somebody to ring the bell. Does anybody want to raise their hand? Basically, the names are, there's usually what, 12 to 14 names on a sheet of paper, and the person steps up to the podium and reads the names, and when they're done, they ring the bell one time. It'd be nice if we could ring it for every name, but we'd be there all that day.
Last year, we were worried about the things falling away and people putting back in the book. We were trying to figure out a better way for when they were done.
I think, you know, I'll volunteer to do this. I'll stand by the podium and I'll do two things. Adjust the microphone. And then take the sheet. Yeah, I think that's the proof.
Or if you put in a binder.
That, it is in a binder.
Oh, it already is, but it's still, okay.
It is in a binder.
People were trying to put it back in a binder.
Oh, boy. Okay.
No, but I mean, a three-ring binder where you just flip the page.
People would fly it out.
We have them in plastic.
Yeah. And the thing is, what we try to do is give the Gold Star members their members' page. And they're not always. It would take a lot of coordination to get everyone involved. Like, okay, where's so-and-so, where's this and this? Versus, hey, okay, here's your
sheet. Gotcha.
We usually line everybody up on the side, you know, give them a sheet. Sometimes maybe coach them on pronunciation. But as Seth said, we want to make sure that Cody Board's father has mm-hmm. Cody Board's. And they're in random order. They're not in any specific order. The engraving of the names.
Yes.
What's
so,
the schedule?
So a quick update on that. We reached out to our engraver, and they have retired and sold their equipment. I've reached out. They recommended a couple other people who might be able to help us in the area. So we are reaching out and trying to get a feel for who could do that. And so And if they can do it on our timeline as well. So we will have more to report at the next meeting.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's not a...
Yeah.
That's a skilled profession that's not in great demand.
Yeah.
But
until it is.
So we'll just cross that bridge when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Ring over here. I'm not doing anything except blowing the phone with the horn, so I'll be back with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I might have a trumpet player, an actual trumpet player. One of the guys I work with plays the trumpet, and he volunteered. He served briefly, but he didn't serve a full enlistment for some reason. But he's very, he says he'll play it instead of the...
Right. I can't play anymore anyhow.
But I do have I will be getting the sheriff's office device like we had before.
Okay.
And a pair of gloves.
Okay.
We have the riderless horse all squared away.
Mm-hmm.
I will, before next month's meeting, I will draft up like a little program, because we usually put a little explanation on what that is on the back,
mm-hmm.
and then a sequence. We don't have May Lee to sing the national anthem. However, Ryan, do you want to tell us what opportunity we may have?
Oh, I kind of jokingly, but not jokingly, said my daughter could sing it in 14. Choir musicals, and so we'd sing at a Pepper Elliott school, and I said, "Oh, wow, we did that about But if we didn't have anybody, I joked that I'd probably get her, to come up there. In the past when we had the choir, we had a backup for the choir, but we don't have the choir at this event, so
right.
We could reach out to Miss Cindy Johnston and ask her if they have someone or any other suggestions.
My take is this: when we started doing these ceremonies years ago, we had the McKinney North Choir originally, and then the McKinney High School Choir. And then one year we had Farmersville come.
For the Veterans Day ceremonies.
For the Veterans Day. But the thing I liked about it was it was an opportunity to expose these young kids to patriotism and Americanism and all the things that we as veterans stand for. And I think a love that Cindy is helping us each year, but we've lost that connection with the youth. And I just think it would be a wonderful thing for your daughter, because she's going to probably have a couple of her friends there. Exposing, I think that's our mission, is to keep the public informed and
particularly the young ones.
Yeah. So,
if you want, I'll approach the subject with her tonight.
Okay. We have another. We've got another one.
She in the school choir? I mean, she's one by herself, and she asked for choir. If we want the school to do it, their choir is available. Which did she go to, McKinney High, or which one did she go to?
Hayes Middle School. So, it's in Frisco. We live in McKinney, but we're in Prosper ISD, and our middle school's in Frisco.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, think of a middle school choir, fine. I think that those are. And the third one is having, not to get say Lee, but a professional singer, just kind of like having the kids there, I think is.
I don't know if they have done a group sing of it. I will say that, and I don't know if it'd be something they put together quickly because of wanting to do it right or so. Some of the school choir runs a gamut of kids, but I've certainly asked that as well.
Yeah.
I think in the past, we did have some trouble with the schools. Not trouble with them being there, it was just getting a school to
get
on board.
Especially that way, because school's probably out.
It's out, I was just going to say. I think it's out.
Yes, it will be.
So, I like the idea of your daughter joining. I think it's the right optics.
The choir is a nice thing, but usually when we have a choir, they sing a series of songs, and this is just a one,
that's
you know,
true.
One song.
If your daughter doesn't want to, and I hope she does want to, but Serena Ashcroft runs the McKinney Children's Choir in Ankara Academy downtown, and she may be, I think they have some patriotic songs they can do. But do your daughter first, and if not, we can reach out to the McKinney Children's Choir and see.
Or ask for a solo, this is more of a soloist kind of thing, because
yeah.
We don't have, you know, when we have a choir, and they've got several songs they're singing, and this is just singing the national anthem. A good soloist is really good.
Well, they do have some, but I like this daughter first, but if she's not willing to or whatever, then it's an option. Yeah, might be an option.
Okay, good guess on that. I haven't put the formal request in for the bagpipes in the bugle, but I have talked to the lieutenant who does it, and so he said okay, and so I have to formally fill out the paperwork, which I will do, and get that, we'll have that squared away. I'm going to follow back up with Gunner, with McKinney ROTC, to host the colors, or shall I say parade the colors. A couple years ago, we started doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Do you guys know of anybody that might want to lead the Pledge of Allegiance?
Someone from the VFW would be great.
Right. We'll look at that. The last thing we talked about. It's going to be a brief ceremony. The main thing we will do is introduce the two new names, and we will tell as much as we know about those two names. A little bit is not a lot, then I suggested that we, in lieu of a speaker, which we've had in the past, we bring up board members to read the names. Selected the first person or people in the case of Pearl Harbor that perished in various conflicts starting with the Mexican War of 1846, then we go to World War I, then we go to World War II, then we go to Korea, Vietnam. We have one from Somalia. Which only 19 people were killed, and one of those was ours, Casey Joyce, so we'll talk about Casey, and then Brian Smith from the War on Terror. And I thought it would be poignant to let Charlie Phillips read Brian's bio, because Brian worked for him. And to this day, you walk into Charlie's office, he's got a little memorial in his corner honoring Brian, and so... I came up with some drafts of a couple of them. This, I printed them in big font, but this one on Caleb and Bryant, I read it and timed it. It's like 2 minutes. Talking about James Sparkman from Frisco from World War I. Pearl Harbor, we actually have four to mention, but one of them we're kind of highlighting, and that's Carl Wiestep, only because there's no other family represented like the Wiestep family on the wall. There's three Wiesteps on that wall. They were all, and I know the living Wiesteps, and I can tell you every male member of the Wiestep family is serving our nation. I did want to put a little thing in on. I'm also trying to kind of spread the branches. And so, Lowell Kinney, I put him in there World War II. He was killed very early on in the war and was the very first pilot or Air Force. he was the first one. And then, of course, Casey Joyce from Somalia and then Barney Smith. And each one, trying to, you know, keep it down to like 2 minutes. And so, anyway, that, you guys wanted me to edit it, so I did. Any comments?
Each one's 2 minutes.
Pretty good, yeah. Oh. I mean, it looks bigger than they are because I printed in a big font because of whenever we hand these out to people to read, it's easier to read when it's bigger. So if y'all don't have any problem with that, I'll finish this and I'll have them for the next meeting.
So we have readers for each of these stories?
Well, next week we can pick the readers.
Oh, they don't all have family. They're
I do have a suggestion. There's a certain theatric part of this. Somebody just gets up there and reads, the year was 1918. America, you know, when somebody would put some emotion, theatric into it. And one suggestion that I have, some of you guys may know him, but there's a gentleman here in town who, his name is John Harden, and I thought he would be a great one to talk about Caleb O'Brien, because John will come wearing, you ever see him, you never forget him, distinctive handlebar mustache, and looks good in Western attire, and I thought he would be a great one for, you know, Caleb O'Brien, and he's a, you know, he's an attorney, so he's a very polished speaker and word articulator. So, and then beyond that, I want to encourage all of us to participate, and we can make a decision next week who gets who.
Okay.
But
I'll turn it over. I won't be here for you. Okay.
Okay. Gotta find an army guy for you.
Air Force One's army.
Exactly right.
You heard them.
So when the Air Force were Space Force, so technically we're like the grandparents.
And then we were the first, we had to do whatever we wanted. We had one.
First
one.
Well, the Air Force and the Army, we speak the same language in terms of some of the things that we use, just like the Marines and the Navy speak the same language. None of us understand. Anybody have any other comments about the ceremony?
What time is the ceremony?
We have
10
o'clock.
Okay, good.
I think
question.
I think it's 10.
10 o'clock, yeah. We normally do Veterans Day at 11.
Okay, that's why I have 11 in my head. That's okay. Yeah.
On May, 25th?
I believe you're right, yes. Well, that weekend, it's always on a Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. I believe that is
23rd. 23rd is the night of Memorial Day.
But 25th
is the Saturday.
Yeah. I will not be here, unfortunately. I'll be out of town.
Okay.
For that.
Make you here twice as Veterans Day.
Double work. There you go. Keep a note.
It's going to be on 25th.
And I guess the only, I haven't been out there, but we'll make one last effort, you know, before the ceremony, make sure all the flags are in good shape. One year we put on the ceremony and the flag was a little torn.
Oh boy.
So,
not a good look.
Very good, huh?
No, we heard from RD. That's bad enough.
I've been by here a couple of times in the last week or so, and I noticed the fountain's not running, or last weekend, I think it was.
Unaware, I know that there were issues here and there with it at times. There's also maintenance of it. We've turned it off at times to do some clean out of some things, but I couldn't get an answer for it.
Okay.
My office is right there, and the city mechanic is working around our buildings doing something with the water today, so I don't know what you want to bother.
Oh, so do you work near there?
I'm in Carter Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You are spy.
I keep that. That's my route to go home, so I'm always looking over there.
Well, I guess that concludes Memorial Day. We will put the finishing touches, and I will get to you the program.
Okay.
Find an old one.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
It's going to be May 8th is the next meeting. Wallace E. Becknell and it should be.
It was in
I'll email both names out. I can't remember the other one off the top of my head, but I have it in our files.
This Wallace guy, he was shot down on the very first
one. A lot of those guys were. Did you watch Masters of the Air?
Oh.
First and second mission, you made me five. You were a big man.
Texas has its own Medal of Honor, and they issued that to his family, and that was quite an experience. We go down and come back the same day.
That is an experience.
It was neat to go up to the Capitol. I hadn't been in there before.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get to see